So we've entered into this season of Lent, which is characterized by those three actions, especially of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So I think we'll notice that the readings are going to kind of instruct us in that and increase our understanding of what we do and why we do it and how we do it, and in the case of today, how we don't do it. And fasting in particular, in the first reading, well, first of all, the Gospel of Jesus affirms there is a time to fast. It's not like with the New Testament and Jesus, we, like some people say today, well, that was all old school. You know, there are no more martyrs. They ended in the first century. Nobody sacrifices anymore. Like, no, we do, and we do fast. And our Lord validated that. There's a time for fasting. But as we saw in the Old Testament, in many ways, Jesus criticized the way the Pharisees fasted. There's a wrong way to fast. There's a wrong way to present yourself before God as doing things. And here I give up meat on Fridays, and I give up chocolate, and I do these things. And in some ways, depending on the heart, we might be doing something or focused on the wrong things. And our Lord looks at the heart. This is not the fast that I want. This is what I really want. And then he talks about loving our neighbors. He talks about a heart contrite and humble. That's what it's about. And since the first reading reminds us that prayer and fasting go together, notice they were saying, like, Lord, we fast and you take no notice. You don't hear us. So prayer and fasting go together. I want to kind of share a brief, some excerpts from a little insight from St. John Chrysostom on prayer, which goes together with fasting. Our soul should be directed to God not merely when we suddenly think of praying, but even when we are concerned with something else. That's prayer. It's constant. It's ongoing. If we're looking after the poor, if we're busy in some other way with work, if we're doing any type of good deed, we should season our actions with this prayer, with the desire and remembrance of God. Through this salt of the love of God, we can all become a sweet dish for the Lord. Like, remember, St. Paul would say, like, you know, offer your bodies to God, offer your whole self to God, all that you do as something for Him. Prayer is the light of the soul, giving us understanding of God, that link between God and man. Skipping ahead, prayer is the precious way of communing and communicating with God. It gladdens the soul and gives rest to its appetites and affections. You should not think of prayer as being something of words. It is a desire for God. Prayer starts with my desire for God, not my Hail Marys only to God, but those Hail Marys that come from a desire for Him, an indescribable devotion, not of human origin, but a gift of God's grace. We do not know how to pray as we ought, St. Paul says. It's not just something I do. It's the Spirit within me who intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Anyone who receives from the Lord the gift of this type of prayer possesses a richness that is not to be taken away from him. Remember, Jesus said to Mary and Martha, Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her, better than all the other things she could have been doing. A heavenly food filling up the soul, unlike any other earthly good. To set about this prayer, paint the house of your soul with modesty and lowliness. This is the fasting part, the internal fasting. And make it splendid, the house of the soul, make it splendid with the light of innocence and justice and righteousness and holiness. Adorn it with the gold of good works and charity. For walls and stones, embellish it with faith and generosity. And above all, place prayer on top of this house of your soul as its roof, so that the complete building may be ready for the Lord, a royal house, and by grace His image will already be settled in your soul. That's what we're about this season of Lent. That's what we're trying to do. Just deepen in what we do in our fasting, what we give up, what we do without, but all towards that inner attitude, a humble, contrite, modest, lowly heart, where God can dwell more fully and exercise His life and His love more freely in and through mine. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.